Hi, my name is Zakaran, and welcome to my vodcast, the three-step game plan of how to connect to Source, who you truly are, and create a magical, abundant, joyful, and fulfilling life. Now, this is the age-old question. It goes far back as millions of years when humans or Neanderthals or whatever evolutionary predecessor to humans had developed the cognitive ability to imagine a creator, often called God. And humans have ever since complicated the shit out of the entire concept of God and spirituality in general, and of course created all kinds of processes of supposedly helping you to connect to God in 100 rules and regulations and billions of pages of teachings and 1,000 beliefs that have been devised over millions of years, all designed to supposedly facilitate that reconnection to God. But unfortunately, very few of it worked, because most of all the rules and commandments and beliefs are completely contrary to what Source, aka God, really is, and who and what we are. So if a person really wants to make a solid connection to Source, all they have to do is pretty much the complete opposite of what the majority of humanity does, because they pretty much got everything wrong. The first major thing that they got wrong was thinking that we are somehow separate from God's Source and lesser than God's Source, and that we are all sinful and potentially evil and prone to temptation and basically prone to being bad and evil rather than good, and that God's Source is a judgmental puppet master, and we must jump through 1,000 hoops to prove our worth, to be granted favor and be granted, you know, to get through the pearly great gates. When the truth is, we are not separate from God's Source in any way. None of us are lesser than God or faulty in any way. And we are, in fact, all God's Source ourselves. And we are all naturally good and loving. And we are all divine and perfect just how we are all right now. Now, we don't need to earn or learn our way to heaven. And in fact, we are all gods in human bodies. So there is no such thing as judgment and no such thing as punishment and no such thing as an evil dark force that is somehow separate from God trying to tempt us to evil. And since we are all God's Source, none of us have to prove our worth to anyone. Okay, so now that those basics are out of the way, why do we sometimes feel separate from God, aka Source, aka Great Spirit? And how do we make that divine connection with Source, which, based on my previous premises, must mean we need to make a connection to our own divine selves? So how do we do that? How do we connect to Source and reconnect to who we truly are as Source? Well, since we all are Source, that means we just need to reconnect to our true selves, our natural Source selves. And to connect to your true divine self, all you have to do is stop doing everything that is keeping you from experiencing your divine self, because your natural state of being is divine perfection. You and everyone on Earth were born 100% perfect and totally connected to Source like all animals are. But then we were all trained away from that Source connection by humans who had lost their connection to Source. And so we lost our own connections to Source by following those people's leads instead of following our own inner divine guidance. We were beaten and punished into submission emotionally and physically to act in pleasing ways to keep our parents, relatives, teachers, clergy, community members, and even friends and lovers happy. We were trained to follow everyone else's guidance over our own to keep everyone else happy and keep from getting in trouble. So if you want to connect to Source, to God, to all at a great spirit, to the great spaghetti monster, to God's Source, who you truly are, well, it's very simple. Forget 100% of everything that society and religions have drummed into your head and punished you into believing, and just act in a completely opposite way. So how else did society get it wrong, which is keeping them and me from connecting to source? Well, that's an easy one. Whatever feels bad to think about and talk about is what is stopping you from connecting to your source. Every limited, judgmental, angry, victim-oriented thought or belief is damming the river of source, abundance, and disallowing the abundance and joy to come to you. Every bad feeling belief, such as I'm unworthy, I'm powerless, I'm helpless, I'm not good enough, I'm sinful, blocks up the free flow of source connection. Anytime you judge your own behavior or the behavior of anyone else, you block the unlimited abundant flow of source. Anytime you act in conditional ways rather than being unconditional in nature, or anytime you manipulate yourself to act in certain ways to keep other people happy and keep you from getting in trouble and experiencing their rejection or wrath, and you try to get other people to act in certain ways to make you happy with deals and agreements and rejection and punishment and judgments and vows and agreements, well, you block your connection to source, because source is not conditional in nature. You don't have to make an agreement or a vow with source to love you. Source is unconditional and completely non-judgmental in every way and loves you no matter what, contrary to the wrathful, jealous, insecure, quote-unquote, God that most religions teach, which is complete bullshit. Source loves you 100% unconditionally, regardless of what you think, say, or do. Even if you become a serial killer, Source still loves you unconditionally. You've just strayed from the path a bit. And anything you think, say, or do that you have determined to be bad, wrong, hurtful, sinful, etc., Source does not even see that behavior. Source does not even focus on that behavior. So even if you're a serial killer, well, Source hasn't even seen it. Source only sees your divine perfection and magnificence. So anytime you're thinking in any limited or judgmental ways, you are thinking in contrary to ways to how Source thinks. So you're blocking off your connection to Source. Even if your intentions are well-meaning, such as your desire to protect the environment or protect animals and the children and third world communities from being abused and exploited, and you might be an exposer of conspiracies and corruption and greed and exploitation. But the problem with being a champion of the downtrodden and being a rescuer is your beliefs and intentions and actions imply that everyone is a helpless, powerless victim, which is absolutely 100% not true. And your, quote, good intentions only serve to further disempower people by implying that they are victims, not empowered creators. And every single thought and action that you take from that rescuer position, from your position of victimhood, where you believe that you, other humans, creatures, and the earth are victims to evil forces, will you block yourself off from Source? Because Source does not see anyone as a victim or as an evil perpetrator. Source does not see anyone as helpless or powerless or good or bad or any or sinful. And Source does not see corruption and evil. Source only sees everyone as completely powerful and 100% empowered to create whatever they want. And in fact, every situation that anyone is in, they 100% attracted it. And because they had the power to attract lots of undesirable things, they also have the power to attract wonderful, beautiful things in their lives. So if you're bitching, moaning, and complaining and raising your sword against supposed evil forces that are allegedly victimizing humans and creatures and the environment, well, you're wasting your priceless creative power and energy that would be much better spent on actually creating improvement in other people's lives, especially your own. But instead, your judgments and condemnation just adds fuel to the fire of their plight. You're then part of the cause, not the solution. Your judgments are part of the cause, not the solution, because your attention upon supposed victims only adds fuel to the illusion of victimhood and attracts more people to you who feel victimized. And because there is no such thing as victimhood, and Source does not see anyone or anything as disempowered victims, and Source only sees everyone and everything as Source and is completely empowered to create whatever they want, and they created their current situation and can create better situations, your savior mentality that stems from your own feelings of disempowerment and feeling victimized disconnects you from Source and disconnects you from your own unlimited power to create whatever you want in your life. Source sees everyone and everything and every creature as they truly are, which is Source. Nothing is separate from God. Nothing and no one is lesser than God or separated from Source in any way. But instead of judging the conditions of external reality and judging the conditions of people's lives that they have 100% attracted, and instead of falling into the trap of believing in the lie of assertion that people and creatures and things like diseases, etc., can assert themselves upon you and others against your will, instead, finally, if you can pay little or no attention upon the conditions of life and see who and what we all truly are, which is God's Source, and we are all empowered gods with the unlimited power to create anything we want, then you start to think, see, and feel like Source thinks, sees, and feels, like God thinks, sees, and feels, which is unconditionally. That means all conditions in the world of form are loved unconditionally and never judged as being right or wrong. And Source only and always 100% looks towards what we perceive to be the future. Source only thinks about it and vibrates and feels improvement, the improvement that we desire. Source is 100% focused on creation, on evolution, on growth, on expansion, which looks to us like the future, but it is really the present as far as Source is concerned, because every desire we all have for improvement in our lives and on planet Earth, and our desires for the improvement for other people's lives, and the improvement of animals' lives, and the environment, etc., etc., every one of these desires are instantly created vibrationally by Source in non-physical vibrational reality. So every single desire that we all have of a positive nature is instantly created for us by us as Source. And then it is our job to get into vibrational alignment with that improvement that Source has created from our desires to manifest that improvement into our physical reality. We are the ground crew to Source, so to speak. And when you are in that aligned state, when you are allowing the divine blessings to flow without resistance, then you are 100% in alignment with Source. But you are out of alignment with Source and out of alignment with the unlimited abundant nature of the universe if you limit the abundant, that abundant flow with your limited judgmental thoughts, such as when you try to prove you deserve to receive your desires by struggling or working hard or acting in virtuous manners. Or if you fall into the poor me, powerless victim trap and blame game where you blame others for supposedly keeping you from getting what you want. Or if you believe in a limitation of money or resources or opportunities or limitation of love or goodness or health and well-being, etc., etc., then you block the unlimited flow of abundance that Source is trying to give to you. But because this is a universe of attraction, not assertion, Source cannot give you the blessings you desire to receive against your own will. Now, did you get that? No one, not even God, no angel, no devil, no person, no creature, No evil force and no divine force, nothing and no one can give you anything against your will, positive or negative. If you say, I want more money, but you're thinking more about how little money you have, well, your wish is your command. Ding! And the law of attraction has no choice but to keep giving you more lack of money. If you say, I want to help other people be more prosperous and happy and healthy. I want to help creatures thrive and I want to help the environment thrive, etc. But all you do is bitch and moan and complain about how evil forces are exploiting people and animals and the environment. Well, your wish is your command, and the universe has no choice but to give you more people, creatures, and environment and situations that are continually being exploited and abused. If you want improved relationships, you want a lover or a better lover or nicer people in your life, and you want to be treated better, but instead of focusing on that improvement, all you do is bitch, moan, and complain and play the poor me victim game, well, the universe can't act like your fairy godmother and give you a fairy tale life against your own will. The universe has no choice but to give you what you are mostly focused upon, which is your lack of love or your poor relationships and how you are mistreated. So the law of attraction says your wish is your command and gives you more of what you are bitching and moaning about. So do you get my point? To get what you want, you've got to focus on what you do want, not on what you don't want. You got to stop focusing on the contrasting situation that has inspired your desire for improvement and stop detesting the undesirable conditions in your life and focus more unconditionally on just feeling good, regardless of conditions. And focus on conditions in life that are easy to like, love, and appreciate so that you can attract more similar situations in your life that are easy to like, love, and appreciate. And focus on vibrational and emotional conditions of feelings in feeling good by focusing on being, doing, and having what you want, even though you are not yet physically there yet and you haven't manifested those things physically here yet. Things that you know that when they do come, well, they're going to make you happy, aren't they? But you feel for them now. Feel for them being here now so that you're happy now, even though they're not here yet. So now I've shown you the countless ways humanity uses to disconnect themselves from source and from their own source self. I've shown you the pitfalls that most of humanity falls into that blocks them from the love, the joy, the health, the well-being, the relationships that they desire, and blocks them from the God that they seek to be like. Simply, I've shown you what not to do. Now, what should you do? What should you do to connect to source? What steps do I take, me personally, in my daily life to connect to source and to connect to my source self, who I truly am? And how do I stay connected to that source I truly am to lead a magically abundant, happy, healthy, wealthy, and joyful life? Well, step one is stop doing all that limited crap that everyone else does and that you have been trained to do that's blocking you from your own source. And then you'll just do what is natural to you to do, which is to be your own awesome, amazing, magnificent, unlimited, all-powerful source self in a human body. Stop doing all of the crap that you've been taught to do by society and by teachers and by your parents and by the clergy and by politicians and the media, etc., etc. And stop listening to all the idiots in life who think that they know better than you how you should think and how you should act and what you should believe. Stop trying to please other people so you can be happy because they're happy. And stop demanding others to act in certain ways that make you happy. And stop trying to save a world that doesn't need saving. and stop focusing on everyone's disempowerment and instead focus on how empowered everyone is. Give up the idiotic, childish boogeyman fantasy of evil and the lie of assertion that there are evil forces and evil people trying to get you. In other words, give up the ludicrous belief in victimhood, your victimhood and the victimhood of everyone else. And give up the fight. There's nothing to fight for and there's nothing to fight against. Because assertion does not exist and everything is attracted and fighting only attracts more things to fight against. And stop trying to prove your worth to God and other humans to deserve love or money or abundance or favor or to deserve to get through the pearly gates and lead an everlasting life. Eternal life is just a given because we are all God. We are all eternal. There is no judging overlord granting eternal paradise or eternal punishment for being naughty children. We are all eternal. Always have been eternal, and we always will be eternal. That's the essence of eternity. We are all immortal spirits. We cannot die. Death is an illusion. Gods don't have to prove anything to anyone. And certainly, they don't have to prove their worth to other gods or some supposed overlord god. So you don't have to prove your virtuousness or your purity or your divinity or your wisdom or your piety or your courageousness or your love to deserve to receive anything from anyone because you're not lacking in anything and need to get something from other people like love. Every virtue you desire to achieve, you already are and already have. All the wisdom you desire to have, you already are and already have. All the divinity and purity and love and vitality and power and well-being and health and abundance that you desire to have, you already are and already have. There is no such thing as a judgmental overlord puppet master of a god that is separate from you, that you must worship and aspire to, who is deciding who has been naughty and who has been nice, and who gets in the pearly gates. God source, which is what and who we all truly are, as all that is, all creation loves unconditionally, not conditionally. And so you don't have to prove that you deserve goodness and well-being and wealth and prosperity or anything else that you desire by proving how hard you have worked and how much you have struggled and sacrificed in order to deserve abundance and love and health and vitality and everything else that you want. Struggle and hard work and sacrifice are limited, lack-oriented concepts that are completely contrary to the unlimited, abundant nature of the universe. Ease and allowance and surrender are the key ingredients that make up the essence, the absolute essence of the universe of creation. They are the master keys of abundance and well-being. Hard work and sacrifice are the master keys to lack of happiness and lack of fulfillment. Hard work does not create abundance because hard work is usually engaged in from a desperate position of lack and a desire to overcome lack, which just creates more lack to desperately try to overcome. Unless the work you're doing is fun and inspired action from a joyful, excited, passionate, abundant-oriented desire. But then it doesn't feel like hard work. It energizes you rather than drains you because it has the power of source and inspiration behind it. And it's fun. So step one, don't do anything that blocks you from the unlimited, unconditionally loving, immortal, all-powerful nature of Source, which is what and who we all truly are. So that means do everything that doesn't block you from the unlimited, unconditionally loving, immortal, all-powerful nature of Source, which is who and what we all truly are. And step two is surrender. Allow ease to fill your life and fill your thoughts and inspire your actions. Because the details of how and when and who will help you get what you want is not your work. That is Source's job. That's the law of attraction's job. That's the universe's job. That's God's work. It's your job to just desire and then allow and then listen and feel for guidance. And the guidance is simple and easy to follow. If it feels good, you're on track. You're in an allowing state. If it feels good to think, say, and do what you're doing, then you're in alignment with Source, with the universe, and in alignment with the unlimited, abundant, allowing, unconditional, loving nature of all creation and the universe, and you're allowing your desires to come to you. If you're in an allowing state, letting the universe do its work and not trying to manipulate yourself and other people or the forces of the universe, then you are in alignment with Source. Now, step three is clarity and focus. A massive key to being in an easy state of allowance is giving up the unnatural state of doubt, skepticism, lack of faith, trust, and confusion. Clarity and focus, without being distracted by the thousand things and the thousand limited beliefs and the lack of clarity of humanity, is your key to getting what you want and being happy and prosperous. If you listen to other people's guidance and commandments and mandates and opinions and recommendations and judgments, will you introduce doubt and confusion into your own personal creation soup that has nothing to do with anybody else? And those are the two ingredients you want to leave out of your spice rack. Anything limited in nature is not your natural state of being as an unlimited, all-powerful, immortal creator. Clarity is your natural state of being. Being very clear about what you want and who you truly are and who and what everyone else is your natural state of being and a key to your happiness, satisfaction, and your fulfillment. So clarity is your natural state of being, and confidence is your natural state of being. Abundance and health and well and vitality and well-being and joy and love and compassion and generosity and unconditional love are all your natural states of being. And anything contrary to those natural states of being, which means anything that doesn't feel good, is going to feel confusing and will fill you with doubt, because anything contrary to your being feels muddy and unclear and unnatural, because it is contrary to your natural state of being as Source, as the God Source Self you truly are, which is always clear and focused on what feels good and focused on the new stuff being created, not the old stuff that has already been created, because the new stuff feels good to think about because it's new and exciting. So the list of what not to do could go on and on and on for volumes and volumes, because humanity has been writing this list for eons, and that's a whole lot of shit to let go of. But when you try to get rid of what you don't want, you just attract more things for you to have to get rid of. So instead of trying to get rid, instead of trying to rid yourself of the myriads of limited and lack-oriented beliefs and programs that have been drilled into your head and that exists in the social consciousness of humanity, instead of trying to get rid of what you don't want, which doesn't work, it is a million times easier and more efficient to just create what you do want and just follow your own guidance. So step two was getting into an unconditional allowing state. You want to follow your own inner guidance system of what feels good and just create more and more and more of what feels good instead of wasting your priceless creative power trying to get rid of what is not your natural state of being. So, now step three is have fun. Think, say, and do anything and everything that feels good and makes you happy. Because the only reason you want anything is to feel happy. And thinking, saying, and doing what feels good is easy because you have thought, said, and done so much crap that feels terrible that it's easy to know what feels good. If you're feeling terrible, then what? Just think about it. What bad feeling thoughts have I been thinking? And when you're clear about that, simply think in an opposite direction. Because when you're clear about what you don't want, you're never more clear about what you do want. And that is the absolute priceless gift of contrast. So don't hate the contrast of unlovable things. Instead, learn to appreciate the gift of the clarity that undesirable things give you about what you now clearly want and desire. So doubt and confusion and overwhelmment are not really real. They're just resisting your own clarity about what you don't want and your clarity about what you do want. Doubt and confusion only come when you are clear about what you want, and then other people try to convince you that you're wrong, or you try to convince yourself that you must be wrong. Because how can something that feels so right be wrong? Well, it can't. If it feels right, it's right. If it feels good, then Source agrees with you and you are in direct alignment with Source. It's only rules and regulations and judgments and quote-unquote beliefs that get in the way of joy. So, to keep doubt and confusion and lack and undesirable things and people and situations from coming to you, you got to consciously and deliberately and actively create what you want. And the most powerful thing that you can do to deliberately create what you want is to be clear about what you want. And then get into a state of allowance. And then stay in a state of allowance. Get into a state of alignment with Source and your desires. And then stay in alignment with your Source and your desires. And there are many active techniques you can use to facilitate that state of allowance and ease and alignment, such as meditation and affirmations and visualizations and doing rampages of appreciation that are all detailed in my Master Keys of Success and Daily Success Ritual series that you can get at masterkeysofsuccess.com, and of course are in Esther Hicks' books. But mostly, all you got to do is surrender the fight. Be easy about life, because nothing serious is going on down here on planet Earth. And have fun, for criminy sakes. Because fun and joy is our natural state of being. Of course it is, because it feels so freaking good. Remember, if it feels good, do it. If it feels good, do more of it. And Source is always having fun. Source is not some dickhead bitch moaning and complaining about what you're doing in heaven. Nay, not, no freaking way, dude. Source, God, is always having fun. The angels are always having fun. The fairies are always having fun. So why can't we have fun too? You can't have a happy result from an unhappy journey. Source does not ever take life seriously. There is nothing serious going on down here. There's no such thing as life and death. There's only life and more life and more life forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. There's no judgment and condemnation and damnation bullshit. So there's nothing to prove, etc., etc. Just take it easy, man. There's nothing to prove and nothing to accomplish. There's just fun things to do, and more fun things to do and more fun things to create and more fun things to do and more fun things to create forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. And you can't ever make a mistake or get anything wrong because the adventure of creation never ends and there's no judgment at all. And there is no limit to what you can create. And there is no such thing as a limited amount of time or money or love or resources or anything, because the entire universe expands to accommodate our desires. There's no limited amount of anything. The entire universe and the planet, yes, the planet, will expand and grow to produce more of whatever we desire. So stop listening to the peanut gallery who just do nothing but rant and rave and bitch and moan about impending doom and limited this and lack of that and unfairness of this and the injustice of that and victim, 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 victim. Source is not listening to any of that bullshit and doesn't believe it, so nor should you. It's all conspiratorial crap. And even if the conspiracies are real, it doesn't fucking matter. It's none of your business. So don't listen to all the conspiracies of limitation. Only listen to the conspiracies of abundance. So the only conspiracy to pay attention to is the cosmic conspiracy to give you everything and anything you desire. And the only cosmic conspiracy to listen to is the fact that the entire universe is made of love and infinite abundance and well-being. The universe is conspiring for you. So that's the only conspiracy to pay any attention to. And that is the fact that the entire universe is conspiring for you to give you everything you want. It is not conspiring against you to stop you from getting what you want. There is no force of darkness conspiring against you. There's only a force of light conspiring for you to help you be, do, and have whatever you want. Of course, you can put all your attention that you want on the conspiracy, on the supposed conspiracy that there's forces trying to keep you from getting what you want. And of course, the universe will rearrange itself to accommodate that perception of reality. And of course, there will be people that are going to try to keep you from getting what you want. So you get whatever you want, and you get whatever you focus upon, more of. Whatever you focus upon, you get more of. So start having fun for fun's sake. Start having fun for fun's sake. You came here for the adventurous joy of creation, nothing else. So stop making planet Earth a prison of hard labor where you've got to act straight and work hard and prove your worth to be granted parole and freedom and be, you know, allowed through the pearly gates. And instead of waiting for humans or governments or countries or God to give you freedom, just accept your natural, free, abundant, all-powerful, infinite, immortal state of being right now. Because the purpose of life is joy. And the basis of life is freedom. And the result is never-ending expansion. So get off your serious melodramatic ass and make life a non-stop, joyful, and fun vacation. Make life an adventure. Make life a fun holiday, as I like to say. And anytime you are having fun, anytime you're happy and excited and inspired and joyful and feeling good, you are in direct connection to Source, which is what and who you truly are. All right, so I hope you got something from this vodcast. If you did, share it with your friends. Bless some of these amazing teachings. Come visit me at Zakiron.com for more amazing goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality and create whatever amazing things that you want to create. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel so you can get notifications of new videos. My name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant, fun lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And of course, remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!